Praise the Lord, everyone. Oh, God is good, isn't he? All the time. Hallelujah. You know, of course, today we're starting the launch of the Mirror, and it's only fitting that we stand to our feet and recite all 10 commandments. So I'm going to ask that the folks in the back, if you can just cue it up. Before we get into anything, we want to recite the Mirror. That's Exodus 20, 1 to 17. Let's say it together. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. The Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. That is the Mirror. You may be seated. Won't you say amen? Listen, we are excited to be teaching and preaching all about the Ten Commandments. Amen? And if you could go to the slide, these Ten Commandments, in Hebrew, they are known as the Aseret Hadibrot, meaning the Ten Sayings. In Greek, they are known as the Decalogue. Deca, meaning 10, loge, from the word logos, meaning words, the 10 words. As many of you know, they were engraved. I'm just giving you a little fun fact here. Many of you know they were engraved in stone with the very what? Finger of God. And they were given to Moses on Mount Sinai, where God led them to after he delivered them from Egypt. And it's interesting to note that this is the first time that God writes anything with his hand. And it's the only time God writes something in stone. Other times God wrote, he wrote on the wall, which symbolized his judgment. The other time Jesus wrote in the sand, which symbolized his grace. But God's writing in stone means that these are eternal. These words, these 10 words are binding. The 10 commandments are also a summary of 613 laws found in the Old Testament. And this forms the basis for moral and ethical and religious life of God's people. And the 10 commandments are also the expression of God's character. In fact, it is a mirror, as we say today, that's the series, right? It's a mirror reflecting his nature, his holiness, his identity. And so when we look into the mirror, it reveals to us how different